Another round of applause for Ellie. Yes. Your water. Okay, so, sorry about that. Little behind the curtain kind of moment. I'm so excited for our next guest, Sherwin Bisui. He's the author of three collections of poetry, Dissolve, Flood Song, and Shapeshift, the recipient of a Whiting Award, an American Book Award, and the Penn Book Award. His poems have appeared in Narrative, Black Renaissance Noir, American Poet, The Iowa Review, Lit, and many, many other places. He is Dine of the Bitterwater Clan, born for the Many Goats Clan, and has received fellowships from the Landon Foundation, Native Arts and Culture Foundation, and he teaches at the MFA program at IAIA, and he is amazing, and please give him a huge round of applause.
My name is Sherwin Bisui, and I am of the Deer Springs Bitterwater people. I'm born for the Many Goats, and my grandparents are the Towering House. And my paternal grandparents are the Coyote Pass people. And I'm from the Navajo Reservation in northern Arizona, so I'm pleased to be here. Thank you so much. Thank you so much to the Hugo House as well for inviting me, and also my gratitude to Ali for such a beautiful, beautiful reading. I'll read from Dissolve, and then I'll move on to some newer work. We'll see what happens. Thank you. The caravan. The city's neon embers stripe the asphalt's blank page, where the story pens itself nightly, where ghosts weave their oily hair into his belt of ice, dress him in pleated shadows, and lay him fetal on the icy concrete, the afterbirth of sirens listening over him. We drain our headlights on his scraped forehead and watch the December moon two-step across his waxen eyes. His mouth's shallow pond, a reflecting pool, where his sobs leak into my collar. One more, just one more, he says, as he thaws back into the shape of Nihutzele, our brother, bruised knees thorning against his chest. We steal away, our wheels moan through sleet and ash. Death places second, third, and fourth behind us. At home on the reservation, Father sifts dried cedar leaves over glowing embers. Mother, hovering above cell phone light, awaits. He's okay. Never went out. Watched a movie instead. But tonight, my speech has knives that quiver at the ellipses of neon Budweiser signs blinking through the fogged windshield, and I text, I've only rescued a sliver of him. He's only 25 and he smells like blood and piss. His turquoise bracelet snatched for pawn by the same ghosts who traded his jacket for a robe of snow and ice before inviting him back into the caravan for one more, just one more. Dissolve. On limbs of slanted light, painted with my mind's skin color, I step upon black braids, oil drenched, worming from last month's orphaned mouth. Winged with burning, I ferry them from my filmed eyes, wheezing. Scalp blood in my fingerprints. My buckskin pouch filling with photographed sand. No language, but it's rhymed, crackling in the past tense. This poem pivots a walking cane, then sniffs vacuum-packed air strung from pawn shop windows. It climbs cloud hair only to fall back upon red soil. Saltwater masks sweating onto our smeared faces. Unbelted from snow, dusted fog, night stretching out longer than anticipated. Abalones, the waking that creaks when soaked in the blood of dragonflies. Hunched over the sleeping, this night wears a garden's dust cloud. Cleaves body heat from a barometer with pine claws. Its head gaseous in hindsight, grows a third shadow just past fog-rimmed children's wails, then licks dry, rain-moistened teeth steaming in plastic bags. Hammering liquid night to the lake's spinal skeleton, our soft-toothed bone, tailbones tingle in the mirror we changed our minds in. Strangers to our breath, we wheeze in dying trees, then take the shape of toothless mouths suckling the driest month's driest branches. Coaxed over a barbed fence line, strummed into cricket chirp, this address wears the fog's yellow ankles toward the floor plan of the reservation spiraling back from the aftermath. Dust dappled mist in its craw, engine fluid trailing its gullet. Penelope hands me a busy signal. Its handle broke me from my tooth. I chew its answers until I taste cracks in the chrome outline of a sky without hands. Notice every link in the trail to here is a bullet's path to back there. The hue of off-color messages collapsed. What crows above a city's M-dash doused in whale oil hangs here, named nameless. Covering its sobs with corral dirt, I imagine a canyon floor. Corn stalks growing in rows along a sunlit sandstone wall in the far corner of a room late in life. A field of moonlight, double parked in snowmelt, absorbs coyote fur as it smokes through pincers, disassembling, heaving from breathing. Capped with nesting swallows, pollen clouds barb the waning moon's tapered gown to a crown of krill and seafoam. Amber clouds of bone marrow lathered over corn husk are crushed sideways into a toothache, where waning daylight's tongue scent bleeds through a flypapered horizon. 1 year before last, I noticed a foot tied with horsehair in the shade of a cedar tree, horse milk dripping from the bull-whipped gavel near it. I replace what I saw with what I heard. Pull out a letter sent from ourself to myself. And for a second, the flattened field is chandeliered by desert animal constellations. This mountain stands near us mountaining. It mistakes morning for morning when we wear slippers of steam to erase our carbon footprint. Wind's fingers wearing yours, you unravel a plow of harvested light. Notice its embers when scrubbed on drowned faces repel fossilized wind. The mine's wind unlaces hammering over pixelated heel bones plastered to the nerve endings of my fingers' ghosts. These hands locked in a hive of red ants swung through children grunting at the bank of one language while the other tethers moonlight to firelight. Their dark flitting unthreads this land from deveined searchlights groping for embers and eyes that blur while blinking. How the map must look when black water is ladled from white water. When it's your face that ripples silver, not mule deer skipping across the creeks forgetting. How it might be then to look through silicone eyes, see a worm's spigot maw dangling atop the periphery of an axe blade's slumber. Bluing under a dimming north star, the reservation's ghost paws cartilage pincered from a digital cloud. Its gnawed bones opaque sigh, the pallor of bleached wasp eggs throbs on tree knobs penciled in with burnt ivory smell. Rising out of the uranium pond, home picks bird flight from a cartouche box. It then becomes a chain of floating islands. Slipping into free fall, we drip pattern the somewhere parts, our shoulders dissolving in somewhere mud. The arcing sun whistles across the abalone brow. Its blurring pouts into a forest chirping from a lake's bite marks stamped vertically on this map's windowsill. Kneeling our thoughts on ellipses of evaporating, on the ellipses evaporating from oils of fragrant wet clay, we saddle the drowning's slippery rim. A hovering smear, trailing desert washes, fenced in with a murder of mirrors, illumines the eating groaning over us. Nibbling blades of winter light, the goats bleeding, least downwind pastures among foals dripping out of hollowed out dictionaries. Jeweled with houseflies, leather rattles, foil wrapped, ferment and beaked masks, on the shores of evaporating lakes. This plot, now a hotel garden, its fountain gushing forth the slashed wrists of the Colorado River. To window the past, slide blurred eyes in. To door the future, steam open, ice-licked mice skulls, fling them against walls whitewashed until thinness surfaces cooing. A field that shivered with a thousand cranes evaporates in someone else's backyard. Gills sliced into the mountain's crest resin hourly. Televised vapor muzzles a hummingbird's gassed lungs. A cliff line wavers under a table's August. Shears jangle in the corral's black and white photograph. In the trailer's hallway, the night's unveiled ankles. Rented from a shepherd of doves, we return replenished with categories. We are husbands to raised hillsides, wives to drowned bridges. When interred in plexiglass, the origin salinated. Semicolons coughed out by the final raven sizzle the hand's parched memory. Demagnetized moans drizzle magnetic north. Unbelted, we plunge through our closed minds, open palms. The blowing sand of our faces' tongues, buried in the hovering bird twice, and through the cage we swell, new teeth throbbing in our lungs. Bison bone sled crumbles where a century piled feathered torsos lit them on fire. Dog-eared in amnesia, questions spear what to why. Knotted to the gun's reflection, the storm unknotting, the new there thickening in thinning air. Dimmest below our downward gaze, these stars gazing back at us. How self-indulgent that moon, always looking down. Benches face before. I push into a coin slot, the sound of pills pebbling an emergency room floor. My thinking stills. A new oxygen fills my reasons for stalling. Cranes pass as swans through tunnels underneath this dreaming. I breathe it in. Cave painting stammering from their speech of clear water. Hoof this chamber quiet. I breathe it in. Charred cradles tethered to anchors, molt besides bleached saddles. I breathe it in. The dark before me, unfolded from bead-pressed earth, sparkles, groans, whistles. I breathe it in. That's a little bit of dissolve. I was able to read the whole book from beginning to end a couple of nights ago, and that's really the way you should hear it. But it's about 39 minutes.
We have time.
It's a lot of coffee. I'm always worried that people are like, you know, reaching for the exit sign. This is from Flood Song, and I'll finish off with just one sequence from a new piece. And many of my friends and former students are here in the room, so thank you so much for coming. You filled my heart tonight. Toi. toi. That's the Navajo word for water. And this is a recent sequence that I wrote. And I lost a brother, a little brother, in a border town. And I think as a native, I don't know, I'm teaching back in this town where he died. And it's kind of a really strange feeling to be back in my hometown, or my home border town. Because I can see so many times, like, Native people are lost in the cities, and there is missing and murdered Indigenous women, missing and murdered Indigenous men, and those stories are just way too common. But we'll see. What this was actually sparked by an image I had in Albuquerque. When I looked out my backyard, and in the alleyway, there was this man wrapped in a calico kind of looking blanket and just laying there. And his face was wrapped up, and it was just kind of like a cocoon. And just, I was kind of shocked and surprised. And it was an interesting moment. So the poem was sparked off of that. But it's also about the pose, and this is sort of the pose, right? Hover. A splinter drifts through a soot-slathered sun ray, its light blue and orange, or that orange glowing. Beside the fence's sunlit face, wrapped in a calico quilt, wrapped in a calico quilt, my head tilts and I see a snow-nibbled leaf pressed into tire tread. 9 years afloat, the sky dressed as water, neighs at headlights, thrummed awake when coyote's teeth jewels the mesa's rim. I turn to my left palm, face its slick cave, crescents for eye holes. I wear the across mask sideways. Ask, what is an empty pasture if blotted with horse blood? What ghost lays maps of light in axed spring water? The X's of my fingerprints thicken on a silenced calendar. My palm's heat, starlit, pinches ghost collars with ghost hair. Somewhere a gold-encrusted parenthesis. Somewhere mothers whose wrists ache when candle lit. The dimming forecasts my gaze from its faded rim. I breathe back my last name. Corn tassel glow ebbs through my face's final form. Its forgetting stretches dustward, cubicle by cubicle. What became of the breathing space of a dry-mouthed god, returning to eat his lead-lunged children? What stars then appear behind the chokeholds, rocking them to sleep? A rib in the left lung tingles, tongue-shaped. The road here stashes its address in evaporating tap water. Howls scribbled on vellum sever hours into half circles. Embers steam, eyes open to fire-tipped corn stalks, hours only for the first minute. The wailing kept away from sunlight, blankets our tables with drought scent. Whispers fatten into gas between shaking and panic, then burst into crow cackle. Spinning flat tires, slow wind carries our fevers back into the burning house. We don't lose our footing. We slip onto beds of dozing hummingbirds, then float upward to where the fracture levitates. We encircle our shadows, ask them why their hands remain high above their heads. Thank you.